In the passage right before the section that we read today in Luke's Gospel, Jesus is being baptized in the Jordan. And he is being revealed as the Son of God, God's servant. He then goes into the desert and is tempted by the devil. This is perhaps one of the most dramatic scenes in the Gospels. This dialogue, this conflict between Jesus and the devil. How should we interpret Luke's story of Jesus being tempted in the desert? First, this reading tells us something important about Jesus. He was very human. Human enough to be tempted. He was not made of Teflon. He did not walk through life untouched by temptation or suffering. As Paul tells us, we do confess Jesus is Lord, but we also believe that he was truly human, as we see in this gospel. Second, the temptations of Jesus are put in very symbolic language. They symbolize the temptations that he experienced during his entire life, and the temptations that we experience as Christians. Third, the language in this passage is very symbolic. The story is open to multiple interpretations. I'll give you one, but you need to reflect on this gospel to figure out its meaning for you. What does it mean for you and your life? By his baptism, Jesus is proclaimed God's Son and servant, just as every Christian becomes a child of God and a servant of God through baptism. Jesus is then led by the Spirit into the desert, which for the Jews symbolized the territory of the devil. Jesus is invading enemy territory by going into the desert. He's going into the desert to make war on the devil because the devil enslaves humans. Jesus fasts. Because in this fight with the devil, he is totally dependent on God and on nothing else. He trusts entirely in God. The devil tempts Jesus to use his power to satisfy his own needs, to serve himself and not depend on God. Command this stone to be turned into bread. Jesus responds that his life comes from something more than bread. His life is not measured by bread alone. It is not measured by the accumulation of worldly possessions. His power is not just for himself. It is to be used in the service of God and God's people. The devil then tempts Jesus with political power. Living in this town, we all know how tempting political power is. But Jesus refuses to play the devil's game, to get political power through immoral means. He will not compromise his values to get power and glory. Finally, the devil tempts Jesus by trying to get him to attempt to control God, to force God to do things his way. Jump, and he will save you. We all want God to run the world our way. We all want miracles from God. We can pray for miracles, as Jesus did in the garden before his arrest, when he was tempted again at that time. But we cannot force God to do things our way. God's ways are not our ways. Sometimes the sidewalk just comes up and hits you in the face. But Jesus refuses to demand miracles from God. He's willing to be God's servant, to do God's will, to follow God's plan, even if it leads to the cross, rather than insisting on his way. The devil then leaves Jesus, but he will be back. The devil is only fully defeated when Jesus goes to his death on the cross, trusting in his Father who will raise him up. We don't completely defeat the devil until we face death with trust in the Lord. This is the story of the temptations of Jesus, but also of our temptations. The first temptation is to use our power selfishly for ourselves. The second temptation is to seek power and wealth by any means. And the third temptation is to try to force God to our way of thinking, our way of doing things. These were Jesus' temptations. And there are temptations. As we continue our Eucharist, we, like the people of Israel, will bring our gifts and place them before the altar. Our gifts of money, our gifts of talent, all that we have. We set them in baskets in front of the altar of the Lord. We give praise and thanks to God for all that he has done for us, especially for offering us salvation when we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe with our hearts that God raised him from the dead. We ask during this Eucharist that by receiving the bread of life, we might be transformed by the Spirit so that we can live as children and servants of God, children and servants of our Father, that we can resist temptations, the temptations of selfishness, political corruption, and pride, and thinking that we know better than God.